Okay. I move that we adopt the following certification pursuant to the requirements of Section 2.2-3712 of the Code of Virginia. We each hereby certify that we have just come out of executive session that was held pursuant to my motion, and each of us hereby certify that to the best of each member's knowledge, one, only the public business matter lawfully exempted from the meeting requirements under the Freedom of Information Act, and two, only such public business matters as were identified in the motion by which the executive session was convened, were heard, discussed, or considered in the meeting. This is a roll call vote. Ann Margaret.
Aye.
Aye. Donna?
Aye.
I'm an aye.
Aye.
Kaylin?
Aye.
Tom?
Aye.
Patton? All ayes. Okay, with that, now we may move to the review of the fiscal year 26 budget. So, I think, is there anything you'd like to go over before we vote?
I will amend it to include the 1.5% one-time bonus to be paid in July.
Okay.
So, other than that, the other thing I would tell you is you've seen many versions of this budget since January. We did, on Tuesday, get a new number from the state of Virginia.
Oh, boy.
I know. It's been the
stressful.
It's been the strangest June ever. So, it went up to another, to 245,258. So originally they said they were going to be down 5,000, then it was 3,900. Now we're down only 2,000 from last year, 2,080. So it's all good news. It's just they've rolled it out 1,000 at a time.
Maybe in 5 days we'll have it all back.
Yeah.
Mm.
Nice.
I mean, we're almost at the end of the month. So.
Yeah, so that was one change that I made. And then I added in the Friends of the Library money, and then I will amend it to include that 1.5% one-time bonus.
Okay.
As to.
Anything else you'd like us to be aware of before we vote?
No.
Is this the budget you're recommending?
This is the budget,
yes,
that she would like us to pass.
I will accept the budget.
Do I have a second?
Do we want to do it as presented, or do we don't want to do it
with the 1.5%?
Well, that's the one. Well, you said she was going to change it. Oh, I assume that was
including the 1.5%.
Yes.
Patton seconds. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. That is unanimous. You have a passed budget, which was the main thing.
Yes. We needed to do two things tonight. Bylaws.
That was it.
And budget. Two big things.
Yes.
Okay.
Can I raise one more new business?
Yes, you may.
And that is remembering Martha Hull Copenhaver. As y'all know, she passed away on the 30th of May, and this room exists due to her generosity. That's her husband, Preston, and she gave this in his memory. And she gave us $500 last year when we did the upgrades. So, you know, given how much this room is used and given how important, you know, this gift was to the community, I've been scratching my head to think of ways that we honor her contribution to this library. And so one idea that I've had is to have an annual lecture series called the Martha Hull Copenhaver Lecture, and to ask her son John, who's a published author, to do the first one for us. In the next year sometime. But I wanted to get y'all's reaction. You all have been in this community, most of you longer than I have.
That's a great idea.
I think so too.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
And then we, you know, would work with the family. You know, I know she was an educator. She cared a lot about the environment, about NPR, about climate. So, you know, we would find related topics to her interests to continue it. I don't know how much it would cost. I mean, initially I would hope it wouldn't cost anything, but in out years, we may need to seek funding from the Friends, maybe to pay for a speaker if we needed to pay for a speaker. Obviously, we try to avoid paying for speakers, but sometimes it's hard to get people to come to to Southwest Virginia if we don't offer some money.
Okay, I think that's a good idea.
I think so too.
Move forward with that.
All right. Just wanted to run that by everybody.
All right. Thank you. With that, we need to look at the July board meeting in Saltville. It's usually the third Thursday.
It should be the 17th, I believe.
It will be the 17th.
I'll be out of town that day.
Okay.
There's a good chance I will be out of town that day.
I will also be out of town that day.
I will most likely be out of town that day as well.
Let's not have it on that day.
So I guess we won't be having that meeting.
I mean, I guess you could, but nobody be here. I'll be here.
Is your replacement going to be?
I was going to say, the next week is...
You'll be out of town.
Well, it's band camp, so I... Yeah, my whole week is consumed that week, so...
Since we passed our budget, you don't have to have a...
We are required to have six meetings a year. We're required.
Oh, you're going to take vacation. I see how
I just feel
works.
Like that with the activities of the month and the everybody out of town, it might be a good month to say, let's pass. Is everybody in agreement with that?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
We good?
I was going to say, how many meetings have we had so far?
We will be right on our target.
We're just in June.
We will be on our target. The only thing is, remember, we have a retreat in August.
August the 16th.
Because we normally don't meet in August.
Right.
So that will be 2 months.
August, it's Saturday.
Saturday.
That will be 2 months of no board meeting.
Can you blend the board
meeting?
We
cannot. But the retreat is very important as well, because we are going over some things that we need, you know.
I think it would be okay for the simple fact that we blended two meetings tonight, and mm-hmm. it really wasn't much longer than what we usually are anyway.
So are you all okay with that? If we just, our next official board meeting then would be in September. But then we have the retreat in August.
That'd be fine.
And we will send out reminders galore about the retreat in August, because I know she has some really neat things planned for that. So we'll revisit this at our retreat. And with that, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
A second? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all for being here and celebrating the end of